But tonight's a quad two opportunity, which is only going to help your seeding for the NCAA tournament. So it's an opportunity. When you look at what they have left as far as opportunities that are available like that for quad two, there's not a whole lot of quad twos left on their schedule. That's why it's so important. It's also so important because you need to keep going, because you saw what Purdue's done on the road against Iowa recently. You've got to keep winning these games as well for that reason.
Now, the Badgers are 13th in the AP poll, but really the more important rankings, the net ranking, they check in at number 13. KenPom, number 11. So they have been one of the better teams in college basketball. Obviously, we talked about the offense being among the nation's best. Defensively, it has slipped, particularly in the last couple of games. It ranks 50th right now, which is uncharacteristically
very
low
much
for this
so.
Team. We'll see what they can do to straighten that out. And we'll keep our eyes on Elijah Hawkins. He can be an electrifying guard. Now, he can turn it over, but when you're averaging close to 8 assists per game, I mean, this guy has proven that he belongs here in this league.
132 assists on the season. Yes, I said that correct. 132. But what he does for Minnesota's offense, you talk about how they've improved, that ball is moving a lot more. Last couple of years with Minnesota, they've gone grad transfers that have wanted to pound that basketball a whole lot. And now you bring in a point guard, Hawkins, who wants to move the ball and get others involved. It's amazing. When you share the ball, everybody wants to share it. Yeah. It's crazy how the game of basketball works sometimes.
And then all of a sudden, that scoring average goes way up at 77 a game. Badgers are right about at that mark as well. Earl Walton, Deldre Carr, John Floyd are your officials. Gophers in the home white unis and a little maroon and gold trim. The Badgers and the traveling Cardinal in the white trim. And as is usually the case, a fair amount of Badger fans here. I'll say it politely, seats are available here at Williams Arena tonight, but it will likely be vocal. This is a building that holds noise. A lot of Badger fans here. Should be a good atmosphere.
They're just coming from work. That's
all. 6 o'clock tips are tough. Toss and tap belongs to Wisconsin. And from our vantage point up here on the loft of the barn, the Badgers move to our right to the first half. Gophers straight up defensively. Inside feed to Tyler Wall. Single coverage for L. Payne. Wall back and turns up left hand. 2-0 Wisconsin. As Tyler Wall, one of the Lakeville North, part of that connection, coming back to the home state and opening up the scoring. Gophers move to our left. Cam Christie against A.J. Storr. A high screen from Dawson Garcia. A throw to Mike Mitchell. He is with Max Klesman outside left. A toss for Hawkins. He's with Hepburn. Hawkins high on the right, throwing to Mitchell. Leads it for Garcia at the left point. Now a feed to Mitchell. He'll snap off a three left of the circle. Bangs off the rim, no good. Rebound tipped and gathered by A.J. Storr. Opening minute, 2-0 Wisconsin. Chucky Hepburn to the front court for the Badgers. Flips the wall at the top, feeds Max Klesman. Klesman to the free throw line, a toss out to Crowell, left of the circle. One dribble for Stevie, picks up the dribble, leaves it for A.J. Storr against Christie. Storr sizes him up, bounces it inside to Crowell. Mid post left, Crowell left shoulder turn, leans in, and hits the half hook with the right hand. The Badgers getting it in the paint in the early going.
Two possessions, two post touches, two finishes.
And it's 4-0 Wisconsin, a minute 15 gone by. Mitchell with a bounce for Garcia at the top against Wall. Leaves it for Elijah Hawkins, throwing it to Mitchell off the right wing. Stops right foul line extended inside to Pharrell Payne against Crowell. Payne turns up low on the right, no good. Rebound, Payne, Crowell battling for it, and Payne wins the battle and flips it in with the right hand. This guy is strong as a bull, and he shows it right there.
And he's still a little raw, but his growth and development is going to be a huge part of this Minnesota program moving forward.
He's a nice looking player. Here's Crowell throwing to Wall outside left, feeds Chucky Hepburn. Chucky high on the right, throws to Wall, right lane line, goes underneath, kicked it back out to Storr. A.J. left of the lane, glides to the goal, slam dunk. A.J. Storr in it, 6-2 Wisconsin, 2 minutes in.
Three possessions, three layups, and points of the paint.
Just what you want to see is Mitchell outside left, throwing to Dawson Garcia. Left wing feeds Mitchell, throws to Hawkins high on the right. Elijah Hawkins on the dribble against Chucky Hepburn. Dribbles into the lane and he gets fouled. And we're going to get Chucky here for the game's first foul. It's going to be an interesting matchup. You got a few of them to watch. That's one of them as Hepburn picks up the game's first foul.
That's one of them. The other one is Tyler Wall and Dawson Garcia. Mm-hmm. Dawson likes to stretch the floor a little bit with Tyler. He can get out and guard that. What does Dawson Garcia do?
Baseline right, inbounding to Gophers, into Hawkins to the right wing, throw it to Cam Christie, mid-range jump, right side around the rim and out, no good. Crowell the rebound, I don't know how that stayed out. Hepburn leads it for Klebsman, high in the right, Mitchell defends. A throw to Wall at the top, turns it to Hepburn on the left wing. Chucky on the dribble, and that's just taken away by Elijah Hawkins. Both of these guys, Hepburn and Hawkins, are good at measuring and getting steals. Hawkins gets the better of it there, and he has the ball now outside right. Loops it to Pharrell Payne, right wing against Tyler Wall. Payne starts to back, runs it out to Hawkins. Thought about it, turned it down. Now on the dribble, right of the lane, inside feed, caught by Payne, left block, turns. He got tied up by Wall. Foul is called on Tyler, and Pharrell Payne will go to the free throw line.
And that's where Wisconsin needs to get back in transition, get their matchup set up. Tyler ended up on Payne, which then was a little bit of a mismatch. And that's exactly what Minnesota saw. They worked it to him. Then Tyler came down and reached down, and the foul was a clear one.
Free throw shooting has been an adventure, to say the least, for Pharrell Payne so far this season. As he misses the first free throw, he comes in 39% at the free throw line.
23 of 59.
Mm-hmm. As he misses the first, coming off a 7-point, 10-rebound performance at Michigan State in the last game for Minnesota. Second free throw is too long, no good. Wall the rebound. 6-2 Wisconsin. We're 3 minutes in here at the Barn. Wall outside left, throwing to A.J. Store. Store with a bounce for Crowell, top of the arc. He'll leave it for Max Klesman. Klesman being hounded by Mitchell, gives it up to Hepburn. Chucky off the right wing, stops at the foul line. He'll toss it to Crowell. Stevie backing on Garcia. Mid post right, backing, shakes, and walk of the ball. Turnover, Wisconsin.
Big Steve had the move. He just bobbled the basketball, and then that led to the feet moving as well.
He's ready to go to the offhand there, but it. Turnover number two in the early minutes for Wisconsin. Elijah Hawkins will bring it up for the Gophers, throwing to Cam Christie. Now Mitchell with a bounce for Hawkins between the circles. High screen for Pharrell Payne. Hawkins left of the wheel, throws to Dawson Garcia. Kick back Hawkins, tries a three left side. Off the rim and out, no good. A.J. Store the rebound. He'll turn and bring it up the floor for Wisconsin. Drives on Christie. Low on the left, goes up, got fouled.
We've talked a lot about Wisconsin scoring being up. You look at how they've done it. This is just a small example. Offensive or a defensive rebound, get in transition. Minnesota isn't loaded to the ball at all. It's a one-on-one against Christie and A.J. A.J. sees that, creates the advantage, and then gets the free throw line.
Where the Badgers are the best in the Big Ten at converting to free throws, the Store gets the first. 78% are the Badgers overall, better than 81% at the free throw line in Big Ten play. 7-2 Wisconsin in the opening minutes. Second free throw, nothing but net for Store. And now we're going to see Isaac Lindsay. As promised, Greg Gard mentioned that, with no Kamari McGee tonight, but Isaac Lindsay would get into the rotation. He's in there now for Chucky Hepburn. Wasting no time.
No time.
Into the media timeout.
No time.
We're 3:50 into the game. Mitchell high on the right. He'll throw to Cam Christie. Outside left. Flips to Hawkins. Hawkins throwing to Pharrell Payne. Low on the left. Powers it up. Too strong. No, but he was fouled by Crowell. And the Badgers racking up some fouls in the early going. Three of them as a team. First on Steven.
They are, and it was just a side pick and roll. And it was Big Steve and Isaac in that ball screen action. I just got to be a little bit more over attached on that, except that angle of that pass isn't such a pocket pass, because Big Steve couldn't get back to him, and that's where the foul happened.
First free throw for Payne is short, and he is 0 for 3 at the free throw line. Wisconsin basketball brought to you by Cleary Building Corp. You protect what's value. Visit clearybuilding.com to see the Cleary difference. Second attempt coming up for Pharrell Payne, and that's straight through for his third points. And now Parker Fox, a 6'8", 5th-year senior, Minnesota native, a transfer from Northern States. That's a Division II program in Aberdeen, South Dakota. He comes in for Payne.
Who's the head coach there? Do you know?
I don't.
Saul Phillips.
Of course.
Absolutely.
Of course. Absolutely. That's right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. He left Saul?
He left. Well.
Come on, man.
Before Saul got the job.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Carter Gilmore checking in for Wisconsin. Inside feed for Crowell. Broken up. Another Wisconsin turnover. Here's Mitchell for three on the left side. It is off the rim and in.
That's transition. That's what Minnesota wants. That's one thing we talked about early here, Matt, is transition. Can't give them opportunities to run.
And it's 8-6 the Gophers, 4.5 minutes gone by. Klesman throwing to Gilmore, outside left, leaves it back to Max, shovels it to Crowell, left of the lane. Crowell against Garcia, single coverage. Crowell backing, one pump, spins, up right hand, it rattles out, no good. Fox the rebound, outlet to Hawkins. 8-6 Minnesota, Elijah Hawkins with a hard left-hand dribble, runs it out to Garcia, he'll try a three on the left side, good. Austin Garcia shoots a low percentage from three, but he'll take those shots. Let's get the score right here. It's 9-8 Minnesota. It was went from 8-6 Wisconsin to 9-8 Minnesota. And with the ball is A.J. Storr outside left. Badgers down a point early. Here's Storr in the lane. Runs it up right hand. No good. Parker Fox the rebound. Outlet to Hawkins. He'll feed it to Mitchell. Turns it back to Hawkins at the top of the circle against Lindsay. Drove by him to the lane. Runs it up way too hard. No good. Rebound comes down to A.J. Storr. A.J. on the right wing, throwing to Gilmore. We're 5.5 minutes in. 9-8 Minnesota leading Wisconsin. Storr out high around a Crowell screen. Throws to Stevie. Open for three. Right of the circle. It's good. Steven Crowell, 52% from long range coming into the game. And it's now 11-9 Wisconsin.
Good offensive possession. Just a calming possession.
Stevie doesn't take many, but he is really efficient. And then some for the three-point line. Christie inside, Fox low on the left. Pushed it up and in off the glass. Parker Fox with the bucket.
Now, Wisconsin's weak side defense has to be. They're going side pick and roll. You've got to be shifted over.
Tied at 11. Max Klesman in the lane. 14-footer is good. For Max Klesman, his first points. 13-11 Wisconsin with 13:45 left in the half. And Christie will bring it up. Older brother Max, a little time at Michigan State. Now with the Lakers. Here's Mitchell. Left side, got away from Max. Open for three. Missed it off the left side iron. Rebound to Isaac Lindsay for the Badgers. 13:28 left in the half. 13-11 Wisconsin.
An immediate timeout would be good here because there's a couple players breathing pretty heavy right now.
This has been one long stretch.
Yes.
Klesman at the top. He'll throw it to Gilmore. Low on the left. Pivots. Left block feeds Max Klesman off the wing in the lane. Runs it up right hand. They got blocked by Parker Fox. And here comes Minnesota. With the ball is Mitchell. Drives off the right wing. Foul line jumper is in and out. No good. Storr rips down the rebound. 13 minutes left of the break. Badgers up 13-11. Storr runs into Hawkins and the block is called on Elijah Hawkins. And finally, we get our first media timeout. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in solutions for clean, reliable energy now and in the future. And Citgo top-tier tri-clean gasoline helps your engine run smoother and cleaner along the way. When you start with Citgo, you're good to go. 12:57 left in the first half. Wisconsin 13, Minnesota 11. Back in a moment. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Start your next project at Menards and save big money. Complete your kitchen and bathroom update with quality faucets from Delta. Delta has been America's faucet innovation leader for more than 60 years, creating groundbreaking products in both design and function. Delta faucets add the perfect accent to your kitchen or bathroom and match your sense of style. Get the Delta Classic pull-down kitchen faucet for $139.99. Sale price is good through January 28th.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my Grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough. But if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
The 1300 slot machines and a 95% average payout. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. 12:57 left in the first half. 13-11. The Badgers lead Minnesota. Nolan Winter on the floor right now. John Blackwell, Connor Esiason, Wall, and Hepburn rounding out the five.
This is a Minnesota team that's averaging 81 points per game, third in the Big Ten at home. Right now with 11 of them. Defensively, Wisconsin still needs to increase that intensity on that side of the floor.
Gophers 4 of 11, Badgers 5 of 8. Here's Chucky for 3, left of the circle, and he buries it.
And he just rejected the ball screen there. Minnesota goes under that. Chucky reads it, pops the 3.
16-11, Wisconsin, 12:40 left of the first half. Illegal screen as Cam Christie on the handoff just wiped out Hepburn. And Cam Christie has picked up 2 early fouls here for the Gophers.
And I see so many coaches and players get upset with this. You can get rid of it completely. Just come to a jump stop on any of those dribble handoffs.
Yeah, that's where you see the offensive fouls now. It's almost overwhelmingly so on dribble handoffs. Here's Nolan Winter. Hands off to John Blackwell. Throws it back to Nolan. He'll try a 3 left side, money. Or check that short on our bad angle. That just clipped the front rim. Cam Christie the rebound. He'll throw it to Braden Carrington on the right side. Gets it out to Christie between the circles. A hand off to Mike Mitchell. Throwing to Carrington high on the right. Blackwell defends. That's passed to Christie. Left elbow jumper is in and out, no good. Rebound Blackwell, 12:05 left of the break. Badgers up 16-11. Blackwell to the front court, throwing to Winter. Outside left, hands off to Hepburn. Chucky to the top of the circle, leaves it for Winter, left of the lane. Fox defending, and they're going to get him for a carry. Nolan Winter with the turnover, and we'll have another timeout here at Williams Arena. The All of Us Research Program in Wisconsin aims to speed up medical research by asking Wisconsinites to share health information. Learn more at allofus.wisc.edu. 11:53 left of the first half. Wisconsin 16, Minnesota 11. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A Midea ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, Midea can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MideaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Calling all Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants you and one friend to experience a Badger basketball game like VIPs. Enter the Badger Dream Game Day sweepstakes today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. And Badger fans, tonight's game is brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics, Brew Pub, Lots of Matzo Pizza, Old Dutch Chips, and Pepsi. 11:53 left in the first half, 16-11. The Badgers lead Minnesota, and Butchie already, Greg Gard, has played 10 guys.
Well, we talk about it being a strength for Minnesota. 6 of 18 games, they've outscored their opponents. But it's also a strength for Wisconsin this year as well. And you've seen that, like you said, Greg's played 10 guys already. No one's gotten the scoring column yet for the bench. However, the depth starts to wear down a team like Minnesota a little bit, and you're seeing that. It also helps when you look at Wisconsin's couple of fouls on the bigs. Now you can rotate in. Nolan Winter's in there right now with Tyler Wall, and you can kind of manage that.
If you're just checking us out, the Badgers without Kamari McGee was banged up in the game last Friday night against Indiana, not on the trip. So Isaac Lindsay has taken his spot in the rotation. Asijan remains in the game now for Wisconsin as Mike Mitchell brings it up the floor. Joshua Ola-Joseph in there for Minnesota. Mitchell at the top off the Payne screen. A bounce to Carrington. Open three straight away. And that clip, the right side iron, no good. Hepburn the rebound. 16-11 Wisconsin. 11:33 left in the first half. John Blackwell along the right sideline moves to the middle, throws to Nolan Winter, hands off to Hepburn. Chunky at the top of the circle against Ola-Joseph in the lane. Step back mid-range jump, back iron no good. Pharrell paying the rebound. Outlet to Mitchell, right side of the front court, darts it to Ola-Joseph. Dribbles off the right wing in the lane, goes through Wall and runs it up and in.
And that's where Minnesota can give you some problems. It was one pass to the wing. All of a sudden, Ola-Joseph attacks that. Tyler with one foul. Doesn't want to pick up the other one.
16-13 Wisconsin with 11 minutes left of the first half. Tyler Wall whips it to Nolan Winter. Throws it back to Wall. Feeds Hepburn high on the left. Off the high screen from Wall. Chucky gives off to Blackwell. He'll drive low on the right. Goes up. No good. Rebound fought for. And it's dug out by Mitchell. Trying to get it over Isaiah Enan was Blackwell. And now with the ball is Carrington left of the circle. Throws it to Ola-Joseph. Joshua Ola-Joseph leaves it for Mitchell out front against Hepburn. Mitchell with a bounce for Payne. Batted away by Winter. Mitchell gets it back. Mitchell right foul line extended jumper. Off the rim and out no good. Asijan clears for Wisconsin. 10:22 left of the break. 16-13 the Badgers. Hepburn throwing to Wall. Tyler on the dribble, hits the brakes, feeds a Siege with a shot fake. Connor drives the lane to the rim, runs it up and in. Oh, a strong take from Connor Asijan, and the lead is 5 for the Badgers.
It all started with the shot fake, get the defender up. Now all of a sudden he's able to get to the paint and then finish through the contact.
18-13 Wisconsin, halfway through this first half of play. Mike Mitchell throwing to Payne, right of the circle. Payne against Winter. Payne driving and fouled by Nolan Winter, and that will be his first.
Payne did a really good job of a straight line drive there. And if you're Nolan, understand that Payne probably doesn't want to shoot that outside 15-foot jump shot. Not a great outside jump shooter. Give him enough space where that first drive that he puts down is in the middle of your chest. Now, you're probably not going to get the charge, right? We've seen that this year. Mm-hmm. But let him go through your chest instead of having it be a straight line drive.
Storr, Crowell, and Klesmet re-enter for Wisconsin. Inbounds pass to Pharrell Payne. Elijah Hawkins back in there for the Gophers. Payne in the lane goes up over Crowell. Back iron no good. Got his own rebound. Runs it up. Blocked by Crowell, but got some body as well. And Pharrell Payne attacking the offensive glass, and Stephen Crowell just picked up his second foul.
But what did Stephen Crowell do on that possession on the drive? Gave enough space so that Payne needed to go through him for the first shot. Now, as a group of five, they need to go get the offensive rebound. Mm-hmm. Stephen Crowell did exactly what you were supposed to do. Nolan Rental, the young freshman, doesn't, gets a foul. Stephen Crowell does what he's supposed to do, but because they don't rebound as five, now he picks up the foul. Now, it might be, you know, representing the big there a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit, but I've been there enough. I've lived that life. I'm frustrated with that.
Still bitter.
Healthy rebound.
Still bitter.
No. Okay, maybe just a little bit. But in all honesty, though, when you're another big and you've done your job like that and you're engaged with the offensive big, it's really tough for you to go get that rebound. That's where you do need help.
They were over at the monitor, I think, making sure they had the right player identified committing the foul, and then they do, and that's a second on Crowell. So he's going to be coming out here in the next minute, or moment, I should say, is Carter Gilmore over at the scorer's table. Pharrell Payne shoots 2, and he is good with the first. So now Gilmore comes in for Crowell, who has to sit with 2 fouls with 9:45 left in the first half, 18-14 Wisconsin. So mark that time. We'll see how the Badgers fare without a very versatile big in Stephen Crowell. Payne with a second free throw, and he has made 3 in a row after missing his first 3.
Especially with Tyler Wall having 1 foul as well.
18-15 Wisconsin, 9:40 left in the half. Gilmore high on the right. One dribble, shovels it into Wall, right of the lane against Payne. Single coverage. Wall tried to tightrope the baseline and got fouled by Payne Just as Wall was ready to step out of bounds, that's the first foul on Pharrell Payne.
Yeah, but they could have had a foul on the catch. They could have had a foul on the dribble. And then they could have had the foul that they finally called. There was three fouls on the same play. They could have called either one of them.
Four fouls on Minnesota. Inbounds pass. Gilmore feeds Klesman for three on the right side. Hits it again. Max Klesman. Well, that was contested, and he drilled it.
And he's lucky he didn't get an offensive foul.
He'll take it. 21-15, Wisconsin. Here's Carrington driving left of the lane. Kicked it back out to Pharrell Payne against Gilmore. Now it's Hawkins. Darts to Ola Joseph. Three shot left corner. Back rim no good. Rebound ripped away by A.J. Storr. Badgers up six. And with the ball, 9:05 left of the half. Hepburn on the right side for Wisconsin. Behind the back on the dribble. He'll throw it to Carter Gilmore. Rotates to Storr outside left. Storr with a toss for Wall. Tyler flips it to Gilmore. Sends to Storr high on the left. A.J. to the top. 10 to shoot. Storr with a shot fake. Throwing to Klesman now. Klesman against Carrington. Shot clock at 5. Klesman, little crossover, tries a 3, and it goes in off the glass. Oh, my goodness. When you're hot, you're hot. I thought that had no chance.
That had no chance. Sometimes the bank is open.
It's wide open for Max lately. 24-15, Wisconsin with 8:25 left in the half. Here's Hawkins. Little jump stop. Tough pass. Nice grab by Ola Joseph. Leaves it for Hawkins on the right side. Crowded by Hepburn along the sideline. And now Hawkins will drift outside right on the dribble. Hepburn stays with Ola Joseph. Throws it back to Hawkins. Good look at a 3 right of the circle. With the shot clock winding down. Shot no good. Rebound Klesman. Lead feed of a leaking Chucky Hepburn. Runs down the long pass and wisely pulls it back out. Badgers will run offense. Hepburn outside right. Throwing to Gilmore. Gilmore dribbling to his left. Leaves it for A.J. Storr. He'll try a 3 left of the circle. That's short. No good. Pharrell Payne the rebound.
Didn't love that position.
Nope.
That was not a good shot there by A.J. Storr.
7:43 left in the half. Badgers up 9. Hawkins with a bounce for Payne. Left of the key. Payne against Carter Gilmore. A dig from Hepburn. Hawkins is open. They turn it to Carrington. He'll try a 3 right side. Back rim no good. Rebound Hepburn trying to save, but it goes out of bounds and along to Minnesota as we hit the under 8 media timeout. Hey, Badger fans, if you're looking for the perfect in-game meal, choose a Brew Pub Pizza. Loaded with quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with more than half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese. Brew Pub, lots of mozza pizzas, are a proud partner of Badger Athletics and are available in your grocer's freezer. Wisconsin basketball also brought to you by Rail Transport, offering truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. 7:30 left in the first half. Wisconsin 24, Minnesota 15. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. They've really been a blessing. Operation Homefront is a safety net. A lot of veterans, they fall through the cracks sometimes. And Operation Homefront, they catch us. It's been a blessing to us. It's a blessing to other veteran families. And it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us and want to see us do well and want to see us succeed. And we feel it and we appreciate that. I would say you guys are angels behind closed doors.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Mike and Pat, the hosts of the Crash Dummies podcast.
I was born in Nigeria, actually.
Yeah.
I tell you, I was in Nigerian boarding school for like 3 years. It's like a prison sentence. We were trying to prison break our way out of there because they took our passports. So I was trying to have people send me money so I can find a new passport.
Wait. You were in Nigeria trying to have people send you money?
Yeah, trying to escape.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Wisconsin Steinhoffel store the weekend of January 25th through the 27th for Badgers Sale Weekend. You'll get a $100 gift card to the University Bookstore when you spend $2,999 or more. Relax. It's Steinhoffel. 7:30 left in the first half. Wisconsin 24, Minnesota 15.
But defensively for Wisconsin, they've been better. Now they've created two scoring droughts for Minnesota of over 2 minutes in back-to-back possession over about the last 6 minutes.
The Gophers have missed 9 of the last 10 shots. Mike Mitchell, baseline left, inbounding to Elijah Hawkins. The Gophers 5 of 19 from the field. The Badgers are 9 of 16. Hawkins against Hepburn. Inside to Ola Joseph. Matchup with Store. Ball's knocked loose. Diving on it is Klesmick. Comes up with it. Flips it to Store with Mitchell back. A.J. down the lane. Little Euro step. Goes up. No, but a foul. A.J. disgusted that he couldn't get the and one. He'll go to the free throw line for two shots.
I'm disgusted for him. I mean, he only did have one arm to finish that with.
Yeah.
I know you can be frustrated, AJ, but you did get the other hand grabbed.
Kind of either coming our way, and you can hear the yell. Misses the first free throw.
It all started with great defense. A dig by Max Klesman creates the steal. Then he dives on the ball, gets it out to AJ, and then AJ's created the fast break opportunity.
Second free throw is good. Mike Mitchell with that foul, his first for Minnesota. 10-point lead, Wisconsin, 25-15, 7-10 left in the half. Mitchell outside right with a bounce for Garcia. Throwing right side for in the corner for Elijah Hawkins. And he'll drift it back out high against Chucky Hepburn. Hawkins pounding the dribble, high screen paint, throwing to Mitchell, deep three on the left side. That's off the right side of the rim, no good. Store runs down the board for Wisconsin. And the cold spell continues for Minnesota. As Hepburn to the front court, leaves it for Nolan Winter. And the crowd with two fouls on the bench. Inside feed, Store catches right of the lane. 13-footer on the turnaround is good.
Great read by AJ. Was cutting through, stop, turnaround, repost, post-entry finish.
27-15, Wisconsin, 6:28 left in the half. Elijah Hawkins throwing to Garcia on the left wing. Whips it back to Hawkins, high on the right. Kicks to Garcia. Garcia leads it for Hawkins. Hawkins on the dribble to the free throw line against Hepburn. Shot clock at 8. Now Mitchell against Hepburn. Mitchell off the Payne screen. Oh, nice cut. Isaiah Enan low on the right. Runs it back out to Mitchell. Tries a 3 right of the circle. That's an air ball. Knocked out of bounds with 3/10 of a second on the shot clock. It'll be Minnesota ball. But just 3/10 on the shot clock.
So the only thing here, you got to protect the rim.
Yep.
That's the only thing here. The tip is the only thing that's going to go. You got to protect the rim. That's the only thing that Minnesota can do right now.
And the inbounds pass goes to Hawkins, who released it, missed it. That's going to be a shot clock. Well, they're going to play on. So here comes Tyler Wall for the Badgers. It should have been a shot clock.
It should have been a shot clock violation. Yeah. Absolutely. That is a miss by the referees.
Nolan Winter right of the circle. He'll throw at the Wall, top of the arc for Wisconsin. Wall with a bounce to Hepburn, posting on Mitchell. Chucky, baseline left, hooks it inside. Wall catches against Payne. One pump up right hand. Yes, sir. And a timeout taken by Ben Johnson as the Badgers now out to a 14-point lead, an 11-point run for Wisconsin. And this will be a full, shouldn't be a full timeout. We have, this will be a 30 with 5:40 left of the first half. 29-15, Wisconsin leading Minnesota. We've taken 3 commercial breaks already here. There should be an under 4 coming up. This should be a 30. We have taken 3 breaks, right? Yeah. We're going to hold it here. I'm not trusting this at all.
There's something I can see.
You have 5:40 left in the half. It's 29-15. Wisconsin leading Minnesota. The only thing I could think of is that Ben Johnson's using a 60 here and not a 30.
And he must have been. Yep. I think that's exactly what he did.
Yep.
And you look at why Wisconsin's made this run. Defensively, they've been much better. They've created and forced Minnesota to be individual players. We talked KYP to start this game.
Yep.
If you're a shooter or a driver, here's a stat right now for Minnesota, the biggest one. 4. 4 assists.
Yep.
That's all they have. Which to me tells me, and my eyes are telling me this as well, but the ball is finding people. Minnesota is now creating one-on-one. Wisconsin's doing a good job of making them become individual players And then, on top of that, they're following what their scouting report is saying. If he's a driver, making sure they take away the drive. If he's a shooter, making sure they take away the shot.
So Ben Johnson using his 60-second timeout to try to restore some order here. 29-15, Wisconsin. The Gophers have missed 12 of their last 13 shots, including 8 in a row. Dawson Garcia leads it for Mike Mitchell. Throwing to Hawkins, outside left. A flip for Pharrell Payne, top of the arc, hands off to Garcia. Garcia with 10 to shoot, under the arc, long two on the way, no good. Rebound, Isaiah Enan low on the right with the putback. Isaiah Enan has battled mightily just to get on the floor this season. He's had knee injuries. It took away his last two seasons back in there this year for the Gophers. 29-17 Wisconsin, 5 minutes left in the first half. Hepburn gets a high screen from Winter, a throw to Nolan, left of the circle, open for three, book it. Nolan Winter's first points, 32-17 Wisconsin.
Pick and pop, when you've got a big that can do it, it gives you so much space on the floor.
Nolan, the son of the former Gopher Trevor Winter. That Minnesota connection on the Wisconsin program. Hawkins with an inside feed for Payne, stolen by Hepburn. Here's a lob ahead to Store. He'll catch, and A.J. not in rhythm to dunk. Peels it outside of the wing. Gives to Chucky off the right wing in the lane. Runs it up. No. Got his own rebound. Feeds Max. Fakes the three. Sidesteps left. Takes the three. Missed it short. Rebound for Pharrell Payne, Minnesota.
Great offensive possession. I mean, great.
Yep.
Offensive possession.
4:15 left in the half, 32-17 Wisconsin, and Hepburn just flipped it away from Elijah Hawkins and out of bounds to Minnesota.
They don't score on that. Why do I say it's a great possession? Well, they've got A.J. coming across. To start the year off, A.J. would have tried to score that somehow, or it would have been a turnover. So A.J. gets the ball, brings it back out. Chucky dribbles it. He gets to the lane, finds Max. Like, they don't score, but really good.
The ball is Hawkins against Isaac Lindsay back in there for Wisconsin. Now Brayden Carrington high on the left. Feeds Hawkins at the top. Hawkins sizing up Lindsay. A screen from Garcia. Wall picks up Hawkins now on the switch. Five on the shot clock. Parker Fox angles a pass. Carrington feeds Hawkins. Jab step. Long three. Left side. Good. Elijah Hawkins with his first points tonight. 32-20 Wisconsin with 3:45 left in the half. It's a big hit for Minnesota, just trying to get back into this thing. Tyler Wall outside left, throwing to Winter. Top of the key, makes the hand off to Klesman, now gets it to Max. Fox picks him up, Klesman throws to Wall up top, fakes the three, feeds Lindsay high on the left. Isaac near the free throw line, kills the dribble, gets it to Klesman, shot clock at five. Max against Brayden Carrington, three to shoot, two to shoot, one to shoot, and that shot got gobbled up by Parker Fox. Nowhere for Max to go, and it'll be a shot clock violation. We hit the under four media timeout. It's a new season at Kohl's with everyday styles at great prices. You can get more of what you want for less. Find go-tos for going everywhere and perfect picks for your home. Shop Kohl's and Kohl's.com today. 3:17 left in the half. Wisconsin 32, Minnesota 20. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
This basketball season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any turnovers when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Any team can be conquered with the right playbook. It takes human ingenuity to craft and adapt the plays that will defeat even the strongest opponents. The moves that dominate on the field, the court, the ice. And cancer treatment is no different. That's why UW Health Carbone Cancer Center uses ingenuity to combat complex cancers. As the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin, we're proud to write the playbook on fighting cancer, so you always have the number one team in your corner. UW Health. Remarkable.
Looking for bigger, bolder, better yields? FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans are here to change the game. Our seed products deliver winning results every single time. Reach out to your local FS retailer or visit fsseed.com to learn more. 3:17 left in the first half. Wisconsin 32, Minnesota 20.
So is that what Max is doing, soy? Is that, I mean, is that, I'm trying to figure out what he's at. Like, I don't know if it's a good sleep. I don't know if it's the soy. Like, I'm trying to figure out what he's on, because
whatever it is, yeah, we need some.
We need more. We all need some, absolutely. Now, that last possession, not so much. That's not what Max has to adjust to. The defense comes over to him. It's a one-on-one shot clock situation. Read that. Know that you're not going to have one-on-one anymore, that the defense is going to shift to you. You've moved up on top of that scout report. Everybody in the gym now knows what you can do.
Lesman with 8 points in the game. On the bench right now, Connor Esigen is on for Wisconsin as Elijah Hawkins to the front court for the Gophers. Moving to our left in the first half, a pass for Dawson Garcia. Just 3 points for him so far. Here's Isaiah Eamon outside right. A flip to Hawkins against Hepburn. Hawkins between the arc. Shot clock is at 10. Hawkins drifting to his right. Continues to pound the dribble. Shot clock at 5. Hawkins with a bounce for Eamon. Eamon moving in on a siege and ran him over. But again, Connor not able to get legal guarding position in time. And he is called for the block.
And you're just not going to be able to get that.
No, you're just
call.
Not.
They've changed the rules on it. Now with 2:49 left in this game. Matchup to watch, Garcia, Tyler Wall. Tyler Wall has one foul. Can he get through this half without picking up another one?
Yeah, great point. That's team foul number 6 on Wisconsin, by the way. Inbounds pass to Garcia. Here it is. Working against Wall. Throwing to Hawkins on the right side. Hawkins to the top of the arc. Shovels it to Braden Carrington. Baseline right. Pull up 12-footer is good. Carrington's first points. Minnesota within 10. Badgers have led by as many as 15. 32-22 Wisconsin. 2:30 left of the break. Hepburn on the dribble, glides to his right, feeds Winter left of the circle. Winter with a handoff to Connor Esigen, left of the wheel, gives off the Wall at the top. A back cut for Blackwell, low on the left, goes up, knocked away, ball loose, out of bounds. Last touch by Minnesota.
I would have loved to see John come there, play off 2 feet, give a shot fake, and he's shooting 2 free throws right now.
Yep.
I mean, he did the work. He cut back door, was wide open. Know that help side's coming.
Blackwell out, Store in. Hepburn inbounds to Esigen. Got cut off. Baseline left, lost the ball. Turnover, Wisconsin. And here's Elijah Hawkins. Lead feed, Braden Carrington against Wall. Carrington on the right wing. 2:07 left in the half. 32-22, Wisconsin. Hawkins up top. Working against Esigen, spun him around. Now with the ball is Garcia off the right wing. Running right-hander, no good. Rebound tip gathered by Nolan Winter for the Badgers. 1:54 left of the break. 10-point lead, Wisconsin. Badgers have missed their last 4 shots. Wall throwing to Store on the right side. AJ, mid-range jump. Good.
It's been so good this year for this team in that area as far as that mid-range jumper.
9 points for AJ Store. 34-22, Wisconsin. About 90 seconds left in the first half. Carrington stamps off a 3, right side, hits the rim and out, no good. Store saves the rebound, flipping at the Wall, and now it's Hepburn. Up the left sideline to the front court for Wisconsin. Hepburn off the Winter screen and then threw it behind Winter and out of bounds. Just an awkward little screen roll there, and the Badgers guilty of the turnover.
6 turnovers already compared to Minnesota's 3.
12-point lead for the Badgers.
7 turnovers now.
1:10 left in the half, 34-22 Wisconsin. Carrington outside right. Going to Parker Fox, top of the circle. Gives off to Eamon at the left point. Eamon against Store. Bounce pass Garcia. Left of the lane against Wall. Working to the block. Out to Eamon. Fakes the 3. Puts it on the deck. Drives the lane. Got tied up. Shot is, doesn't matter. Walk to the ball.
And it was all because of Connor Esigen.
Yes, sir.
Connor came over, showed his butt. Now, that's the one where you can come over and not pick up the charge. Mm-hmm. He just was nice and big in that driving lane.
52 seconds left in the half, 34-22 Wisconsin. Hepburn at the midcourt logo, flips at the Store. He'll throw to Winter on the right wing. Back to AJ, out high. Gives it up the Wall, right foul line extended. Now Esigen at the top. Connor puts it on the deck, got fouled by Carrington. That'll be his first and team foul number 6. 35.7 seconds left in the half.
If I'm a Minnesota fan, I don't love that foul.
Nope.
I thought there was a little bit of that head throw back by Connor, but way to recognize it if you're Connor. Attack. Good things happen.
Shot clock pops back to 20. Inbounds pass to Winter on the left wing. Throwing to Asija. Flips a three. Left side off the rim. No good. Rebound Elijah Hawkins. With 30 seconds left in the half, 34-22 Wisconsin.
And good call here by Ben Johnson. Hold for one. 23 on the clock, 22 on the shot clock.
Game clock now at 20 as Hawkins will have the uncontested dribble at the center circle. 15 seconds left in the half. 12-point lead, Wisconsin. Hawkins, left hand, right hand, left hand. 10 seconds left in the half. Hawkins, a high screen from Fox. Down to 6 seconds. Inside feed. Fox low on the left, up and in with 3 seconds, with two, with one. Chucky from beyond half court, and it is off the glass. No good. And the first half has come to an end as the Gophers have pulled to within 10.
Good response there by Minnesota. They were down by 15, got that thing to 10. If you're Wisconsin, wanted to try to close out that half just a little bit better.
All right. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Halftime at Williams Arena. Wisconsin 34, Minnesota 24. We're back with a halftime report presented by Culver's. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Your soulmate is somebody who, when you get out of the McDonald's drive-thru, she'll do a picklectomy and take the pickles out of my cheeseburger and put extra pickles on hers.
I'm flummoxed, I'm flabbergasted, I'm quacking upset right now.
You're going to defend pickles?
Except for bread and butter pickles, those things are the devil.
Oh, see, now if I were going to try any of them, it would...
Pat! Got, come on! Okay.
And this is why Greg and I are not married.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Wisconsin 34, Minnesota 24. A.J. Storr, 9.7 rebounds to pace the Badgers. Max Klesman has 8 points. 5 for Steven Crowell, 4 for Tyler Wall, 3 for Chucky Hepburn and Nolan Winter, 2 for Connor Asijan. Minnesota led by Pharrell Payne. He has 5. Parker Fox with 4. 3 apiece for Elijah Hawkins, Dawson Garcia, and Mike Mitchell. 2 apiece for Braden Carrington and Isaiah Enid. At the break, Badgers 34, Gophers 24. Coming up, our halftime conversation. Presented by American Family Insurance, this is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Normally, when we do a commercial, we talk about all of the options a Cleary building has. We talk about storing your toys or using it for a workshop. But that's not what I'm going to talk about today. I'd like to salute our remarkable team for giving the customer service you deserve. From our engineers to the folks pounding nails, we are proud of each and every one of them, and we think you will be too. So instead of talking about plenty of space for your vehicles, I hope you will give the best in the business a chance. Cleary Building Corp, since 1978.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience. Sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel, good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
For generations, hardworking people have relied on Ford F-Series trucks to help grow businesses, communities, families. A legacy of capability and technology that has made Ford F-Series America's best-selling trucks 47 years straight. This is the next generation of built Ford tough. Based on 1977 to 2023 calendar year total sales.
My New Year's resolution was to get better at saving, and so far it's going fantastically, all thanks to Kohl's. I just shopped their biggest clearance event of the season and saved up to 85% after an extra 50% on so many great finds, like a warm fleece, cozy PJs, cute jeans, gorgeous dresses, and so many other faves. So don't wait. If you want to start saving more in 2024, get to Kohl's. Select styles, up to 85% after an extra 50% offer ends January 28th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
34-24, Wisconsin leads Minnesota at the half. Badgers led by as many as 15 and then missed six of their last seven shots. A.J. Storr hit a little mid-range to get Wisconsin its final points of the first half. Doing a lot of things well, though, Brian. Let's start with what Wisconsin's doing on the defensive end. Much improved here from recent games.
Very much so. When you look at what they've done, only giving up 24 points. The biggest number for me is the fast breaks. They've only given up six fast break points to Minnesota. I would love them to clean up the points in the paint. They've given up 10 of those. Now, I know early on, Wisconsin got into some foul trouble. Stephen Kroll sent to the bench with about 10 minutes left. So that affects your points in the paint. Even though he's not a great shot blocker, he's still a big that plays great position defense in the post. But overall, I think the biggest thing, KYP, I've said a lot tonight, this is really one of those games, but knowing who's a shooter, they've closed out the shooters. Knowing who's a driver, they've made sure that they've taken away the drives to the lane for them. And they've created and forced Minnesota to be individual players versus a team. And I think that's been where I've been so impressed. Now you talk about that little stretch that Minnesota went on. They only had four assists with 16 minutes left. Mm-hmm. Or with 16 minutes have gone by. The last 4 minutes of that game, of that half, three assists. Minnesota's moving the ball a little bit more. Coming out of the second half, make sure you tighten that up a little bit.
They had nine buckets for the Gophers, seven assists for them through the first 20 minutes. 34-24, Wisconsin leads Minnesota. More of our halftime chat presented by American Family Insurance coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Revitalize your ride with reliable, top-quality BBB Genco starters and alternators at your locally owned bumper-to-bumper auto parts store. BBB Genco starters and alternators are the mechanic's choice because they're so easy to install and consistently meet or beat OEM specs for fit and function. Drive with confidence and find all the parts you need and a knowledgeable staff to assist you at your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store, where service is the difference. We get it. And thanks for shopping locally.
You're at the game with your girl, and you're going to pop the question. So you take a big swig of overpriced liquid courage. You pull the ring out of your pocket, get down on one knee, and then she says,
I need to go to the bathroom.
And you realize the whole stadium is watching.
Proposing on a Jumbotron? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
For generations, hardworking people have relied on Ford F-Series trucks to help grow businesses, communities, families. A legacy of capability and technology that has made Ford F-Series America's best-selling trucks 47 years straight. This is the next generation of built Ford tough. Based on 1977 to 2023 calendar year total sales.
Lots of insurance companies make promises about how much you can save if you switch over to them. Well, here's our promise. With the West Bend policy, you can save everything. Every memory. Every detail. Everything you've worked so hard for. Once it comes time to actually make a claim, a cheap insurance policy can really cost you. Why not protect everything that matters with a policy from West Bend? Because the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Halftime at Williams Arena, Wisconsin 34, Minnesota 24. Quick check of the U.S. Bank scoreboard. They're at the half in Lincoln. Nebraska 43, Ohio State 35. Rink Mast with a big first half for the Huskers. Badgers go to Lincoln next Thursday. It's a big game for both. Ohio State still trying to find itself. Got a win in its last outing. The Huskers, though, trying to go to 5-4 in the Big Ten. They're just a much better team right now, aren't they?
Absolutely. And it starts a lot of what they've done. I think offensively, they're a tough guard. You look at what Rink Mast has done. And, again, they're at home. Like, they're a different team on the road.
They
you look
really
at what
are.
They've done. I had them at Iowa. Did not come out and play well. We saw them at the Kohl Center. Did not play well at all. So I think that also helps them a little bit here.
Purdue has the home court in the 8 o'clock game taking on Michigan. And a lot of folks thinking after Michigan beat Ohio State last week, maybe on the right track. Not quite ready yet. That's a tall order for Juwan Howard's team tonight going to Mackey Arena. At the half here in Minneapolis, Wisconsin 34, Minnesota 24. We'll check out some of the first half stats presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Back in 2 minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
Famous Wurstmacher's Bob and Tony in the Smokehouse.
Beef, summer sausage, and salami. And because they're from Usinger's, you know they're the best. Made with all lean beef and imported spices, cured and smoked the old world way. Because quality has been Usinger's number one ingredient for more than a century.
Ah.
Made right here in Milwaukee since 1880. Usinger's, America's finest Worcester.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, you bet.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Halftime, Wisconsin 34, Minnesota 24. Let's check out some of the first half stats brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Wisconsin 50-50 from the field, 13-26, and 50-50 from three at 5 out of 10, 3 of 4 at the foul line. The Gophers just 31% from the floor, 9 of 29, 3 of 14 from the arc, 3 of 6 at the foul line. Badgers a plus 6 on the glass. Second chance points, though, to Minnesota, 6-0. Paint points even at 10 points per possession. Wisconsin slightly better than one per. Minnesota just 0.77. Badgers have led by as many as 15. They'll take a 10-point lead onto the floor as we begin the second half. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. Before we throw to a commercial break, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Our score at the half, Wisconsin 34, Minnesota 24. This is the halftime report brought to you by Culver's. The second half is next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of